The sounds echo in my head. A leather basketball pounding off the haymow floor. The wood creaking beneath my feet as I jumped. The ball cracking through the cotton rope net. The ball banging on the floor. I grabbed the basketball, flipped it out ahead of me, and caught up to it. Bang! Bang! Feet elevate. Crack! Bang! Again and again and again. Werner Arena was scrawled in chalk on the barn wall, and the makeshift gym was illuminated by a single 200-watt light bulb. In the dead of winter, when the sun fell early and the thermometer plunged, my breath pushed into the chilled air. I warmed up quickly, worked my gloves off, and kept on shooting until I'd had enough. But I never had enough. Hunger, homework, chores, sleepiness took over. In sweltering summer heat, I opened the side doors to let a tiny breeze dribble in. The sweat from my hands mixed with the dust on the ball. Flip, bang, bang, creak, crack, bang. Again, again, again. Growing up, this is how I spent much of my free time. Every day in the barn, I worked on my game. On Sunday afternoons, friends came over and we played. The competition was fierce, and more than one body crashed into an oak beam. Other kids drove by and saw familiar cars parked outside the barn. They stopped in, declared they would take on the winners, and sat on bales of hay waiting and watching the action. But most of my time in the arena was spent alone, shooting hoops, mastering my jump shot, getting stronger, improving my game. Like most Hoosiers, I aspired to play on the varsity basketball team. I wore the jersey of the South Central Satellites, felt my nerves twist in my stomach before a game, and ran out onto the court as the trumpets and the drum pierced the crowded gym. Dressed in my warm-ups, I was the last teammate to grab the tipped ball off the glass and gently dropped it into the basket in front of the onlooking crowd. I played a game in a cramped old gymnasium against our arch rival, the La Crosse Tigers. The crowd was so excited we couldn't hear our coach's instructions during a timeout. When the referee called us back out to play, a teammate asked me what the coach had said. "I don't know," I yelled. "Just play hard and keep them off the boards." The loss burned hot inside me. A month later on our home court, we held the Tigers scoreless through the first quarter of play and avenged the loss with sweet, sweet victory. Setting the record for blocked shots, breaking the goal after the athletic director refused to buy breakaway rims, breaking the school's field goal record. I don't think about the high school glory days much. Those stories fade with time, replaced with newer, similar stories from a younger group of players. That's the way it should be. Hoosier basketball continues. As a student at Purdue University, I got just as much pleasure from a competitive pickup game at the co-rec as I did in any high school gym. All those courts and all those players waiting to get into a game. It was a thrill. The competition was fierce. Everybody played for the love of the game, and we played as a unit rather than as five individuals. Tough to come by in any form and pure magic in a pickup game. I enjoyed the camaraderie and playing with people who respected the game as much as I did. Time passed, life moved on. I taught my niece how to shoot. I enjoyed watching her happiness when the ball fell through the net. Her energy level increased with each basket made. Excitement shot through her when the ball banked off the board and slid through the net. Her focus increased, her tongue wagged. She improved and she wanted to repeat it. Again, again, again. Hoosier hysteria is not dead. I watch high school kids play their hearts out. They leave everything they have out on the court. I know it's important to them. I scan the crowd and see faces of men and women who played the game and still love it. Some of the fans get a little carried away. That intensity hasn't melted much. I show the kids my appreciation for their effort. These kids' worlds revolve around the game right now. In time, they'll be in the stands with us. I study their movements and notice the ones who know what it means to work as a team. I can see who put in their time shooting in the barn. Again, again, again. I think about what lessons they'll take from these experiences. I think about the lessons I learned from mine. I once talked to a 95-year-old man from Modoc, Indiana. He told me about his team practicing in an unheated gym in their long underwear and dipping water out of a water bucket when they needed a drink. I shared some of my stories with him. We laughed and became friends. We both grew up in Indiana playing and watching basketball. We both love the game. It doesn't matter if you're 15, 45, or 95. We Hoosiers have a bond. The older we get, the glory days get old too. The missed opportunities still sting, but we develop new stories. We laugh until tears leak from our eyes. To love Indiana basketball is to revel in the camaraderie, the competition, the fun we had then, and the fun young people have now. It is about watching someone work hard and seeing that work pay off. It's about appreciating a good pick and roll and watching a kid fight through a screen. It's about shooting hoops with the family during the holidays. It's about sharing stories with old friends and new acquaintances. It is about mastering the art of throwing a ball through an iron ring. I am back in the barn shooting hoops. The leather, the dust, the ball pounding off the wood floor. It feels good. The legs tire easily now. I have to focus. Up and out. Use your legs. Eyes on the front of the iron. I make my adjustments and there it is. That familiar old sound returns. The leather ball cracks through the rope net and bangs off the floor. In many ways, basketball is a mental game played against oneself. It feels good to clear the mind, to focus, to put the ball through the net. Again, again, again. My breath quickens, my heart beats faster. I'm not ready to go, but I sink one last shot, then press the ball against my hip and climb down the ladder through the haymow floor. I put the ball back on the workbench where it always rests and exit the barn.